Did I know Harry T. Moore? Yes, I did. Harry T. Moore was a man among men. I can remember he was a principal, he was a school teacher, and he was an insurance man, writer, and he was an educator. And he came to our house and collected insurance, and a lot of times he would have tea, coffee, what have you, and, you know, little brunch, whatever, sit down and have us, you know, just fellowshiped with my family. I didn't know his wife that well because I knew of her. I knew her. But, you know, she didn't get around like he was. She was also a school teacher. So, but being an insurance writer, he was, you know, he got to visit a lot of our homes. And, of course, he was a really brilliant man. But he taught MMs. But we call that time, at those days, we say right next to Scottsmore. And, of course, that was undesirable country as far as we were concerned as black folk. I don't know how many stick of dynamite they put under his house. I mean, you know, but I think it was like Christmas Eve he died. They, you know, was ignited and blew up and killed him instantly. And his wife, I think, lived a day or two. Then Harriet, she died, you know, shortly after. But as I said, that was the saddest moment in the black people's lives here in this area. To think that that happened and nobody could find out who did it. That was the thing that was, you know, we didn't see. Nobody was, you know, we didn't feel vindicated because of they weren't able to detect who did it. Oh, we were all devastated. It was just, I mean, it was, we, you know, it was like a period of mourning for black folk here. And, you know, they organized the NAACP and of course, they became very active. And, you know, a lot of people that were in the background, they came out front because of they, you know, they were just bitter because of what happened. We shall.